I should think Mrs. Irving would be very glad to have the child. She has been very lonesome since her husband died. Oh, the boy may be well, but he'll be different from Avonlea children, said Mrs. Rachel, as if that clinched the matter. Mrs. Rachel's opinions concerning any person, place, or thing were always warranted to wear. What's this I hear about you going to start up a village improvement society, Anne? I was just talking it over with some of the girls and boys at the last debating club, said Anne, flushing. They thought it would be rather nice, and so do Mr. and Mrs. Allen. Lots of villages have them now. Well, you get into no end of hot water if you do. Better leave it alone, Anne. That's what. People don't like being improved. Oh, we are not going to try to improve the people. It is Avonlea itself. There are lots of things which might be done to make it prettier. For instance, if we could coax Mr. Levi Bolter to pull down that dreadful old house on his upper farm, wouldn't that be an improvement? It certainly would, admitted Mrs. Rachel. That old ruin has been an eyesore to the settlement for years. But if you improvers can coax Levi Bolter to do anything for the public that he isn't to be paid for doing, may I be there to see and hear the process? That's what. I don't want to discourage you, Anne, for there may be something in your idea, though I suppose you did get it out of some rubbishy Yankee magazine, but you have your hands full with your school, and I advise you, as a friend, not to bother with your improvements. That's what. But there, I know you'll go ahead with it, if you've set your mind on it. You were always one to carry a thing through, somehow. Something about the firm outlines of Anne's lips told that Mrs. Rachel was not far astray in this estimate. Anne's heart was bent on forming the Improvement Society. Gilbert Blythe, who was to teach in White Sands but would always be home from Friday night to Monday morning, was enthusiastic about it, and most of the other folks were willing to go in for anything that meant occasional meetings and, consequently, some fun. As for what the improvements were to be, nobody had any very clear idea except Anne and Gilbert. They had talked them over and planned them out until an ideal Avonlea existed in their minds, if nowhere else. Mrs. Rachel had still another item of news. They've given the Carmody School to a Priscilla Grant. Didn't you go to Queens with a girl of that name, Anne? Yes, indeed. Priscilla to teach at Carmody? How perfectly lovely, exclaimed Anne.